This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Beisam Yihi Ratzayin Sheyizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oyrach Yamim V'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I'd like to discuss in this shiur the mitzvah of the halachas of Simonim of animals, which is the subject of the second half of the third perek of Maseches Chulin. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Mem Tes, says there's a mitzvah livdoik shesoya shesa. Since the Torah says lahavdil, the pasuk says in Parashas Shmini, when talking about the simonim of a behemo, which is the split hooves and the chewing of the cud, and there's the simonim of the oifois, which are not mufurish in the Torah, but there's a Maseres and Chazal, the Mishnayis by us talk about it, and there's the simonim of fish, which is the fins and scales, the snapiv kaskeses. So all these different types of scenarios, situations, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah livdoik shesoya shesa and the other simonim, whether there's an actual mitzvah, say, to check the animal. The chinuch in mitzvah kuf nun gimel also says that there's a mitzvah. And the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. The Ravid says he doesn't understand what's the mitzvah say. What's the mitzvah say of checking an animal to see if it's kosher? A person is going in the middle of the Wild West. He's going in a jungle in Africa and he sees an animal and he wants to know, he has his shechita knife with him, he wants to know if he could shecht it and eat it. So he checks the animal to see if it has simonim of a kosher animal or not. There's a mitzvah. If he wants to eat it, he'll eat it. Because the Mishnah explains that that's the Ravid's Hasoga. There's no chiyuv. The same way there's a reshus to eat the animal. You don't have to eat the animal. You also don't have to check. If you want to eat it, and you want to eat a kosher animal, then you're going to have to check in order to know that the animal is kosher. But there's a mitzvah involved in checking. This is the explanation of the Kesem Mishnah in the Hasoga of the Ravid. We might remember that in the first shir, in the beginning of the first parak of Chulin, we discussed that there's really a machlokes the Rambam and Ravid about Shechita itself. The Rambam holds that Shechita is a mitzvah, say, midoraisa, even though a person certainly does not have to eat meat, except maybe Korban Pesach or on Yom Tov. There's no point in time where a person has to shecht an animal, but the act of shechting to eat is a mitzvah, say, midoraisa. There's no chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah say. The Ravid holds that that's not one of the tayag mitzvahs. It's a reshus. If a person wants, he can eat. Now, what's interesting is that there are actually cases with the Ravid, where l'chayr is something is a reshus, and the Ravid is not masig. The Ravid is not masig that there should be, that there's no mitzvah say, l'moshul. The mitzvah say of kiddushin, hilchas ishus, the Rambam, counts the mitzvah of marrying a woman as a mitzvah sem deraisa. The Ravid of there is not masig. One might say that a person has to get married in order to be mekayim peruvah, but that's not the case. Because if one looks at the Rishonim, there's a concept, which we're not going to discuss now, called the pilegesh, where a person could theoretically live with a man as man and woman and have children from her, and still not marry her, but when he does marry a woman, there is a mitzvah say. So l'chayr, it's only a reshus. It's not a chiyuv, and the Ravid over there is not masig. One has to say that there are certain mitzvahs that the Ravid understood that are not mitzvahs because all it is a matir. As we're explaining shechita and checking the simonim of an animal, there's no mitzvah. There's no specific ma'aseh mitzvah involved. All it is a reshus. If one wants to eat meat, or one wants to make sure he's eating from a kosher animal, one has to check. One has to check the animal to make sure the simonim are kosher. Masha'ink in Kiddushin, even if one doesn't have to do it, but when one does it, what's chal is an institution called ishus. And ishus, the institution of ishus, is a positive mitzvah say, and that the Ravid will be maskim to the Rambam to count as a mitzvah say, even if the Ravid doesn't, even if everybody holds that there's no chiyuv to necessarily marry a woman, al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. That's one, just as far as the mitzvah of bedika simonim is concerned. What's interesting also, the Rambam says, if a person eats meat from an animal, doesn't check it, and the animal is not kosher, one is mevatel a mitzvah say, plus there's a lava b'mechlal say of eating meat which is non-kosher. What exactly is the nature of the simonim? Obviously, we don't know the deeper meaning of why these simonim are moira on the kashrus of the behemoth, exes akosuf. The tzofnes panech, the rogach of a goyin, in the sefer tzofnes panech, clears a chakiru. He postulates a hypothetical question. What exactly is the definition of the simonim? Is the fact that an animal has simonim, has split hooves, has that it chews its cud, and the simonim by oifois, the korkovan, and it has the korkovan nikla, has the piece that that comes off, and it has the legs, the Mishnah describes the tsura of how the birds hold on to the branch, two fingers in front, one finger in back, another simonim of an oiftor and an oiftomi. Are these itself the cause of an animal being kosher and not kosher? Is an animal kosher because it has split hoofs and it chews its cud? Or an animal is kosher because it's a cow, it's a sheep, it's a lamb, it's a goat. It happens to be the way to identify which animals are cows, goats, sheep, lambs, are from checking the simonim. The reason why it's kosher is because it's a chicken and it's not a raven. It happens to be the way to define a chicken. There are many types of birds. You might not know what a chicken is. Maybe there are different types of chickens. Maybe there are different types of ravens. You wouldn't know what one looks like. If you go to a different climate, you might not know what the specific birds that are specific to that place look like. How does one check what's a chicken and what's a raven? By checking the simonim. Now, the question sounds like a hypothetical one. It doesn't sound to have any reality. But what's interesting is that the Acharonim brings rayas from different sugyas and shas. There's a Gemara in Becheres that Peyom and Beis, which the Ma'arid talks about in the Tshuva. The Gemara says over there that Tor Shehoilid Min Tome, and a Tor, an animal which is Tor that gave birth to, there was some type of birth defect, and a chicken gave birth, came out with the egg hatched, and out of the egg came a type of bird. Obviously it came from a chicken because we saw specifically this chicken lay the egg. Out of the egg hatched something which looks like a non-kosher bird. It has simonim of a non-kosher bird. Or an animal gave birth to something that came out of it, and obviously it was a birth defect, but it was a mintome. It looks like an animal. It looks, the Gemara describes it, it looks like a kelev, and it was born from a sheep. We don't understand how such a thing could be true, but if there's such a mitzvah, it has simonim tmeim, it does not have simonim, rather, it does not have simonim tahirim, but it was born from a tor. The Gemara says, yoytze min ha-tor, tor. The same thing is true if a animal with simonim is born from a tome, yoytze min ha-tome, tome, even though it looks, and it has simonim, it looks, it smells, and it has all the simonim of a behemoth tahirim, still it's tome. So that would be a raya that obviously the simonim itself are not the cause and effect. The simonim are just the way simonim kishmoy keinu. They are only a simon to show that the animal is kosher. On the other hand, there's an interesting gemara in Nida daf nun amid beis. Amar of papa, tarnagol da'agma osur tarnagolta da'agma shay. There was a type of chicken, a type of hen, rooster, that was called a tarnagol da'agma. And this rooster, which lived in a swamp, is also, it's a mintomi. Tanagol to the agma, the female, which is a tanagol to the agma, is mutter. The simonech, the Gemara brings an interesting raya, an interesting way to remember a simon for this. The Gemara says, amoini v'loy amoini. It's the same way amoin and moya were also to marry into Klai Yisrael, but rus amoyavio and ama amoinis amutoros, because amoini v'loy amoinis, moyavi v'loy moyavis, so too tanagol is also tanagolta's mutter. Now, l'chor, the tanagol and the tanagolta, they mate, they're the same min. If they're the same min, then how can it be that one is tami, one is tor? The teretz is that one has simonim of a tor, one has simonim of a tami. But if that's the case, it would seem that the simonim itself is the cause and effect, not just the way of the means of identifying what's Torah and what's Tamis. This would seem to be a little bit of a contradiction to what we just proved from the Gemara Becheres. It happens to me that Tosfos over there in Nida Daf Nun seems to indicate that one has to say Pshat Nat Gemara that at the Tana Goel and Tana Golta are two different minim. Are they mate with each other? They're two similar minim, but they're really not the same type of animal. There's the male is one type, we've never seen this before in an animal. The male is this and the female is that. They have different physical characteristics. It's a different type of animal. Therefore, one is tummy, one is dog. But lule divrei ha'taisvis, and other rishonim don't bring this taisvis. It would seem that it's possible for an animal to be kosher or non-kosher based on the simanim, even if it belongs to a specific min, which is kosher and non-kosher. But that's what it says in the Gemara, needed dafnun, this needs further study. On a more practical note, Taisvis says something very important and Daf Samach Gimel on the base. Taisvis has a kasha. Taisvis kasha, that's important. Taisvis has a kasha that by oif, behema, all behemoths that are kosher have simonim of shaseya shesa and malagera. There are four animals that describe the Torah as having one or the other. Interesting, the Medrash, just as an aside, the Medrash compares the Arba Melochim, that were Kovish Klai Yisrael, Bovel, and Paras Modai, and Yovan, and Edom, to these four animals. It would seem, L'chayra, an elephant that has neither simon, is more treif than a chazir, than a pig that has one simon and not the other. But in actuality, it's not true. You see that the Umas Oilom, which have their purpose in attacking Klai Yisrael, which are the height, the epitome of Tumah, are compared to the animals that have one simon and one simon not. Kilu, the attempt, so to speak, symbolically, the attempt on the part of that animal to portray itself as a kosher animal by having one kosher simon renders it even more tummy, whatever this means. It's just an interesting piece of information. Taisus and Dav Samach Gimel on the base says that by oif, since most oifois are kosher, the Gemara says, so let's say a person can't identify the oif. There was an oif that was shecht already, it was chopped apart. You can't identify the simonim. L'chayra, one should be allowed to eat from the meat of the oif based on the concept of roif. If roif, oif is a kosher, why not be matir? Taisus is kasher. Taisus does not answer the kasher, Taisus alludes to something. The Rivosh in the Tshuva says something which is a basic point in this image. The Rivosh says, and this goes back to the Rambam that we discussed, that since the Torah gave as a specific tzivui, the lahavdol ben atomei ben ator, to check the simonim, checking is not something one could do based on a roif. If one has a animal in front of him, and he says based on roif that it's kosher, is that called he checked? Was he mekayim the lahavdol? No. According to Rambam and Sasei, according to Rabbi Rishus. But either way, the Torah says one has to be sure. Checking means 100%. Checking doesn't mean 51.5%. Therefore, if there's only a roiv, since the Torah was makbid on the thing being checked, la'avdu ben atome ben ator, that tells us that roiv is not enough. Interesting concept. And we find it in a few other places. The Rishonim point out there was a mitzvah for the Levim to be shomer by the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, to make sure that no tameim would come inside. If a person is a Sofik tameim, they would not let him in. Fregim the Rishonim. We know as a klal that Sofik tameim in a public place is not metameim. So why would we not let a Sofik tameim into the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is a Rishus HaRab. The Torah says, since there's an assay of Mishmeres, the Torah specifically commanded the Levim to check and to make sure that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash are not breached, so to speak, by Tmeim entering. So that means 100% knowledge of who comes in and who does not come in. Basing ourselves on a precept of Chazokah or Safak Lukulo is not Yediyah, which is a Kiyum of Shmir. This is a similar concept. The same idea that where the Torah said knowledge means 100%. Doesn't mean Gong Safak Lukulo, does not mean Roiv. Another place where we find this, and this is more negeh halacha lemaisa, is the Sfirus Ayamim. The Rishonim asked the kasha, the lechayra, since we celebrate 2 days Yom Tov, al tzveka d'yom, we should have to every day count Sfira 2 days, because every single day, on the 31st day of Sfira, is it Sofik, is it the 30th day, or is it the 31st day? Why don't we count both? The Achrayim explain that Sfira means, counting means delineating b'yediyah, the number of that day. Knowing the number of that day, if you say 2 days, that's not called you know. If a person says, well, it's either 30 or 31, that's not called knowledge of which day it is. So therefore, to count every, to be kaveh the mitzvah, every day 30 and 31, would be a steerer to the definition of svira, and therefore Chazal did not institute the mitzvah in a way which would be soisa the point of the mitzvah itself, which is to know which day it is. So this is a similar concept that when there's a roiv, that the bird is kosher, that is not called a kiyum of the teres hakpada lahavdil, to know ben atom and ben ator. Again, going to Rambam, this is mamash mitzvah sein derais. There's a fellow in Yerushalayim now who just put out a book where he goes through all the simanim of the animal, and the rabbanim gave him askov, and they said that it's a mitzvah to know this book. He has colored pictures. It's a very nice book. It's nice for the kids also. And the rabbanim gave him askov. They say it's mamash according to the Rambam, it's a kiyum of mitzvah sein. According to the Ravid, obviously not, but according to the Rambam, it's mamash kiyum of mitzvah sein, to know clearly which animals are kosher, which animals are not kosher. Being sevach and roiv is not a kiyum of this halach. This is one thing. On a more esoteric note, less lumdish a note, but a more interesting note, there's the Indian which is discussed more in Samach Gimel Amud Beis of Mesorius Ba'ofis. The Gemara discusses that Ofis, we have a hard time identifying which birds are kosher, which birds are not kosher. There are thousands of types of birds, and every single country has its own unique birds which are unique to that climate, that habitat. Right? Go to the Brahm Zoo, you can see how many different types of birds there are. So, because of the confusion around which type of birds are kosher and which type of birds are not kosher, there's an Indian of Mesorius Ofis, the Gemara says, where Edim identify that a certain bird has a tradition, has a Mesorius, that it is kosher. Recently, there's been a movement because Jews lived in many locations where certain birds were eaten, certain animals were eaten, and in Eretz Yisrael and in America, where the birds are shechted now, these birds do not exist, so the mesoris of these birds would die out, and there's been somewhat of a movement to perpetuate the mesoris by shechting it based on, let's say they find an old shepherd, for an old sheikhid, who was in the business of shechting birds in Yemen 70, 80 years ago. And there are certain birds which were common in Yemen, and therefore they were eaten. They didn't have chickens, but they had a certain type of bird. They had partridges, let's say. Partridges are not commonly shechted. It's not cost-effective, and it's not common. Then they're not raised for eating, either in Eretz Yisrael, America, or South America, where the birds are shechted. But let's say in the Middle East, they were. So in that case, if they find somebody who's a reliable person who actually saw the bird being shechted and eaten in a kehillah, then that mesorius could be passed on, and thereafter the mesorius and that bird will not be lost. They made this halachic feast where they came together with the mesorius on different types of animals and different types of birds. Now I say different types of animals, different types of birds, but really there's somewhat of a controversy around the mesorius of animals. Again, the mesorius of birds is discussed in the Gemara and Samech Gimel Amud Beis, exactly, do you need one aid, two aidim? Does the one aid have to see it being eaten or only shechted for being eaten? Those are pratim, and they discuss the different tshuvas form, and you could read up on all the details by the people who made this halachic feast. However, whether animals need simonim is not clear. Again, the Gemara only discusses oifis. The shach and simon pei discusses legabi chelev, legabi the forbidden fats of an animal, which are only in a behema, not in a chaya. The shach discusses mesoris on chayas to know which animal is considered a chaya, not a behema. There's certain simonim in that also, in order to be matir the chelev as not being machol sasuris. Whether one needs a mesorah on behemoths, where the confusion is much less than a behema, by oifos, there's thousands of types of birds. We don't have in the Torah a clear, we don't even know, a clear description of the different birds that are in the Torah, whether, you know, what those birds are exactly. Moshe Rabbi Hirsch in his Pirush and Pasha Shmini transliterates those words. He does not bring the commonly used English words, German words, that is, for those types of birds, because it's not clear that we know exactly the types of birds that are a duchifas and an atle. We don't know exactly what's a bat and what's a raven. We don't know exactly each bird which is what type. But an animal, it's pretty clear what's a kosher animal, what's not a kosher animal. However, the Chochmas Adam and the Chaznish, Chochmas Adam is in Klal Lamed Vov, Chaznish is in Yerideh Sim in Yud Aleph, they say that we do need a Mesorius on behemoths. Again, Chayis, we find the Shachar Atzil Gabi Chelev. Now, in Simon Pei Beis in Yerudei, Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says that if there's a Mesoris in one place on an animal, I'm sorry, on a bird, that does not give us the right to use that Mesoris on a different place. And this figures prominently into one of the more interesting controversies that were discussed in the Poskim. This is the controversy of the turkey. It's very known, Bizman Hazeh, most people eat turkey. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was fond of talking on the topic that it's not clear the eating of a turkey where it comes from. A turkey is a bird which is found in America. It was not found in Europe until the 1700s, 1800s, when the late 1600s, the early 1700s, it was brought over from the Americas to Europe, and it was thereafter raised in Europe also, but really the bird comes from America. The bird was also found in India, which is why in Ivrit, the name of a turkey is a Hodu, an Indian bird. 150 years ago, when the Poskim discussed whether there was a Mesoris on the bird of a Hoidu, on a turkey, they discussed that since it was eaten in America, it was eaten in India, that would be enough of a Mesoris to render it kosher. It's not clear, this is a little bit problematic, because there was no Kihila in India and in America going back 1,000 years. So when did this start? This is not clear, but the Poskim do bring that there is some type of Mesoris that we can base ourselves on, and based on that, Kamat, everybody in Israel today eats turkey. Not necessarily on Thanksgiving, but everybody in Israel that eats turkey is basing himself on this Mesoris. We don't have a Mesoris going back 2,000 years because the bird did not exist 2,000 years. It has simonim of a kosher bird. Now, going back to this halacha in Yerudea that says that a Mesoris b'mokom echad is not a valid Mesoris b'mokom echad, this would seem to take away our ability to base eating a turkey on Mesoris. The Taz and the Shach over there just say that the problem with Mesoris b'mokom echad b'mokom sheni is because there are very similar types of birds which might actually be minim sheni, might be different types. But where the bird is the same bird, there it is not a problem. Now, recently, 60 years ago, I think in the late 40s, maybe it was in 1950 already, there was an animal that was found in Madagascar, was found in South America, called a zebu. And over there, the Chazon Ish answered, Chazon Ish wrote a letter that, in which he expressed his disapproval of shechting. The animal was to be found in great numbers, in countries where it was cheap to shecht. It was a lot cheaper than shechting meat in Eretz Yisrael or in America. And the Rabban wanted to shecht, make a beis shechita over there, import the meat, and have cheap meat available for the public in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish was very against it because we do not have a Mesoris on that animal, on a zebu. Now, it's not clear the zebu might be only a type of shor. It's also not clear, as we said, another Poskim, we're mefakrin on what the Chazon Ish said based on this. Again, we're not getting involved in the halacha l'maisa. Kvar hoyr zaken. But as far as a discussion of the sugya is concerned, as we said, it's not 100% clear. It's not clear at all that an animal needs a mesoris. The issue of the chayr in the Gemara is only by oifis, because by oifis there's a lot of confusion. There are many types of birds, they're similar to each other. We don't have a clear depiction of simonim ksherim and simonim tmeim by birds, by animal, but that's not the case. By animal, that's not the case. The Prima Gadol clearly says that animals don't need a mesoris. The Chazon Ish seems to have based his ruling on a chok mazodah. I heard from one of the poskim today in Yerushalayim that this papsak would be binding on Yotze Lita. In Lita, in Lithuania, the poskim Achron in Yoni Yeridei was considered to be the chok mazodah. The same way today, the poskim Achron in Yoni Yerichayim is the Mishneh Brura. The Chacham Sodom was considered to be the Poisek Achron in Yerudea, but in Galicia, in Poland, the Poisek Achron, the Chacham Sodom, was not as widely used in those places. Chacham Sodom wrote his Sefer in Litta. In those places, the Poisek Achron was considered to be the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol clearly says that there is no Inyan. So maybe the Polish Olam should be able to import the zebu meat from Madagascar, from South America. It's not clear. But I say the meaning is not that way. There was recently a tumult a little bit about, there's the bison and the buffalo. Again, it's not clear. Maybe these things are chayis, in which case maybe it would need a miseris to shachzet, but that's only because of the chilav. As far as the kashrus is concerned, again, in animals and chayis, l'chayrit, maybe it should not need a miseris. This is an issue that needs further discussion. Rav Eliyashiv was machmir. Rav Eliyashiv himself pointed out that there's a chilav between the Chachma Sodom and the Prima Godim, in which case there might be a difference between the those of Hasidic extraction and those of a Lithuanian extraction. But Lamaisa, they have not yet instituted bringing this over. Yeah, I guess they want to have something which is uniformly accepted. Only use meats which are uniformly accepted by everybody. But as we said, what's interesting about it is that there's much more mokum to be makel, as far as the zebu is concerned, than to eat the turkey. The turkey has a shvaka mesiris. It's also an oif, which definitely needs a mesiris. The mesiris of Bnei America and Bnei Hoidu of 200 years ago is questionable. It's also a bird. And still we eat it. So this is interesting how the turkey we're makel in and the zebu was somehow accepted over the last 60 years that we do not eat it. There's another reason to be makel by the turkey, the shalom eshiv. The classic poisik of the late 1800s in Galicia wrote a tshuva on the turkey. And besides for the miseris, which he didn't want to accept totally, he said it's a sophic miseris. He says, he brings from Rishonim in the Sugya and Daf Samach Gimel, where the Sugya is somewhat of a technical Sugya, but there are different simonim of an oif, which again, as we said, the reason why we need miseris is because the simonim are not 100% clear to us, but there are different simonim in the Gemara. One of them is an Etzbe Yisera, the bird has an extra finger. Kur Kavani Niklaf, the piece of the bird in which he holds the food near his throat, is Niklaf, the skin peels off. Veine Doiris, the bird is a type of bird that does not pounce on its prey. Those are three simonim. Very often a bird only has two of the three. That's also kosher. But over there we need a miseris. Some Rishonim explain, and this is brought by some poskim la'alocha, that if there are three simonim, the animal is above reproach. The bird. And if the bird has three simonim, the etzviser, the kokobani niklov, the enidoris, then it's definitely kosher without a miseris. The Gemara only said miseris by a bird which only has two simonim, or one simon. And the Shalom Eshiv makes a svek sveka. He says that since the hoidu, the turkey, has three simonim, plus it has some type of shvaka miseris, he says it's a svek sveka, we could be makel. Again, according to what we explained from the Rivash, you can't be matter a type of animal based on a svek sveka. Because lahavul ben atome ben atore, identifying the bird, identifying the animal as kosher, needs to be done 100%. It needs to be done as something clear, not something which has sveikas. So maybe the set of the Shalom Eshiv would not apply according to Rivash. Again, that's a tzorek iyun. But this is what the Shalom Eshiv says in the tshuva. I guess it's enough of a svar to be mistarif to the mesiris in order to be maker. Everybody knows the famous line that a giraffe is a kosher animal, but nobody knows where to shecht it. In actuality, it's not true. There's no basis of evidence in that. A giraffe is not only kosher, giraffe actually physically resembles a cow. It's somewhat similar to a kosher animal as far as the family is concerned. It is kosher. Not only is it kosher, but it's the easiest animal in the world to shecht, because the base hashrita is about 10 feet long. I don't think that it would be cost effective to shecht a giraffe. I don't think there's that much meat on it, and it's probably more valuable to be looked at in a zoo than it would be instead of shechting cows. However, if somebody finds himself in the deep jungles of Africa on safari, and he has a pikuach nefashos shaila, should he shecht a elephant, or should he shecht a giraffe? He should definitely shecht a giraffe. A giraffe is a kosher animal. And even if we don't have a mesiris on it, actually, there are svarim that point out that the Ibn Ezra translates one of the kosher animals, one of the kosher chayis, the Ibn Ezra, I don't remember which one, the Ibn Ezra translates it as something which seems to be a giraffe. He explains that. He shows the long neck. It's interesting because the Ibn Ezra lived in Spain and maybe traveled to North Africa. North Africa today, there are no giraffes. It seemed that the natural habitat of the giraffe spread much further north in Africa than it is today. So the Ibn Ezra had a giraffe, he explained it, and he seems to indicate that it's a kosher animal. which case maybe that would be considered a Mesiris. But since it's not an eyewitness, that would not be a Mesiris. But definitely, if you happen to find yourself in the jungles of Africa, and you need to shecht an animal, and you have a choice between a zebra and an elephant, and a giraffe and a rhinoceros, the giraffe is definitely lechatchila to shecht, because it is actually a kosher animal, even if it's somewhat missing in the Mesiris. Again, as we said, maybe behemoths chagais don't even need a Mesiris.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.